This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, here at home, looking at what's happening in Ukraine, this has brought the Republican neocons out of the woodwork. And they're agitating for escalation. And they want some U.S. military involvement. The same people who brought us the Iraq War and a 20-year occupation of Afghanistan that ended last year in a chaotic U.S. withdrawal would now like us to go to war with Russia, a nuclear power, over Ukraine. Why? Well, partly because they're reacting emotionally to the war, which is understandable up to a point. But mostly they would like to leverage a military conflict with Russia to regain control of the Republican Party, whose voters seem to have become deeply disillusioned with foreign interventions and with the neocons who peddled them to the American people in the first place. Which is interesting that this is the way they want to go, because, you know, while they're trying to regain control by doing the same thing, it's the typical thing, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Now, just consider who's calling for an escalation with Russia. First, you've got Representative Adam Kinzinger, a never Trump hack who spent some of the last few days posting misinformation about the war on Twitter. Over the weekend, calling for the United States to impose a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Now, doing that means that we actually put planes in the air over the Ukraine, and then they come into contact with Russian planes. So somehow the analysis of people like Kinzinger never gets past the part where we shoot down a Russian MiG-29. And that's what a no-fly zone would mean. The U.S. would have to shoot down Russian warplanes, and Russian warplanes would very likely do the same to us. We would be in a shooting war with Russia before the no-fly zone was even established. Now, to his credit, Senator Marco Rubio flatly rejected the idea, saying that would mean World War III. But even the Biden White House, which rarely misses the chance to fall for a bad idea, they dismissed Kinzinger's as an insane notion. But it's not just nobody Republicans like Kinzinger saying this stuff. Then we have Senator Roger Wicker also endorsed the idea of creating a no-fly zone over Ukraine. He told the Huffington Post on Monday, which why he was talking to them is beyond me, clearly in the absence of a UN resolution which Russia would veto, a strong coalition of like-minded nations should step in and seriously consider this. Now, Wicker, who, you know, it's not like hearing about, Grassley or McConnell, but he's not a backbencher. He will likely become the next top Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee after Senator Jim Inhofe resigns later this year. Joining Wicker in this loose talk is former NATO Supreme Commander and retired U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove, who's also called for a no-fly zone in Ukraine. Now, the no-fly zone isn't the only terrible idea being bandied about by establishment Republicans and former generals. On Sunday, Senator Rob Portman, an Ohio Republican and a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, said on Meet the Press that we should right away bring Ukraine and other countries like Georgia into NATO. Now, bringing Ukraine into NATO, a mutual defense treaty, we would, of course, trigger Article 5, and this obligates all NATO members to come to the defense of a member that's under attack. And in this case, this would mean the U.S. going to war with Russia. And that would be the best-case scenario for Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky has called on the West for arms and aid and asked NATO to close the skies. And I understand why he would want a no-fly zone over his country or NATO troops to attack Russian forces. It doesn't make sense for us to entertain the idea or even for U.S. politicians and former generals to talk about it seriously in public. Unless, of course, these politicians see an opportunity, which some of them no doubt do. If the last 5 or 6 years have revealed anything about American politics, is that the Republican Party is no longer controlled by the neocon establishment. Donald Trump took the party from the neocons, and he did so partly by insisting during the 2016 primaries that the GOP have an honest reckoning about the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. And no other candidate besides Senator Rand Paul wanted to talk about that. And that's because no one wanted to criticize George W. Bush or admit that going to war in the Middle East in the vain hope of spreading democracy was in retrospect a horrible idea. But Trump forced the issue and, to his credit, won the nomination partly on that basis. It was something Republican voters wanted and needed, which was confronting the folly of those wars was the only way to move forward as a party. But now the neocons are back, and if only for a moment, and they'd like you to consider the idea that we shoot down some Russian warplanes or annex Ukraine into NATO or do any number of other reckless and provocative things to get us into a war with Russia. And they want to be the ones to lead that effort. And understand that these aren't just stupid ideas from small-minded people. It's part of a larger, desperate bid for relevance, a last-ditch attempt to regain influence in the GOP, influence that these people long ago squandered and should never get back at all, ever. This is one of these moments where, I sit here and I look at these guys and everything, and I'm just wondering if they didn't get the memo. I don't understand if he did not get the memo. And if they did get it, they didn't read it. And that really, truly is what it's all about. It's about relevance. It isn't about leadership. It isn't about result. It's about who do we think is, you know, large and in charge. My State Senator, Lindsey Graham, Senior Senator of South Carolina. The other day when we had a chance to defeat a bunch of things in the Senate, which would have meant that it would not have gone forward and it would have been dead, where we had the majority because a bunch of Democrats are out currently, he was in the UK meeting with Boris Johnson. So he wasn't there to vote. Why wasn't he there to vote? Lindsey Graham is not a statesman at all. I mean, right now he's out there floating around this idea of assassinating Putin. He's saying things like, the only way this ends is if we assassinate Putin. Who's we? Who are you talking about? We do not need to be in this. We do not need to be drawn in this. And we certainly don't need to go in this just so a few politicians on the Republican side can regain the relevance that they squandered at all. As soon as we get an American interest involved in this, let me know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It is a tale as old as time. If President Joe Biden has given a major speech, he's going to lie about the firearm industry and the Second Amendment. Just like clockwork. The president rattled off his favorite laundry list of gun control requests and included several falsehoods in his first State of the Union address to the American people. The president and his handlers continue to peddle the lies, even as a record number of Americans are lawfully buying guns and support for more gun control erodes. He's already been fact-checked as wrong so many times, I don't even know if it matters anymore. There's the Associated Press rated the president false on it. On the only industry in America claim. He has a favorite line that he repeats. Look, repeal the liability shield. It makes gun manufacturers the only industry that can't be sued. He's talking about the PLCAA, the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. And that was bipartisan legislation signed by Bush that simply codifies bedrock principles of tort law. The PLCAA bars lawsuits against members of the firearm industry from lawsuits seeking to blame them for the criminal misuse by remote third persons of lawfully sold non-defective firearms. Non-defective firearms. The AP rebuked his claim, or his lack of truth, with his claim, while gun manufacturers do have legal protections from being held liable for injuries caused by criminal misuse of their weapons, thanks to the 2005 Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, they are not exempt or immune from being sued. In fact, they are under the same kind of thing as anybody out there, as far as that goes. If they build something that blows up, that doesn't run, that is a waste of money, that's unsafe, yeah, they sue them all day. Even the Washington Post included the president's false claim in their fact check of the speech. They said Biden's language is too sweeping. Gun manufacturers can certainly be sued. The 2005 law does not guarantee blanket immunity. Few industries have federal liability immunity, but Biden is wrong to say gun manufacturers are alone. Now, it's not new for the Washington Post to rebuff this claim by the president. They did it last month after the president's New York City appearance when he included the same untruthful claim on the criminal misuse of firearms. CNN declared him wrong. PolitiFact has declared him wrong. And now there's no excuse. So every time they say that, and actually, there was no excuse after the first time. But, I mean, every time they say that now, they're just knowingly lying to you to peddle more gun control. His speech writers and press handlers do not like him going off script. He did it anyway about firearms and made a remarkable error about what the Second Amendment represents, especially given the current invasion by Russian President Vladimir Putin into Ukraine. He called for a ban on so-called assault weapons with high-capacity magazines that hold up to 100 rounds. And he followed this demand by asking, do you think the deer are wearing Kevlar vests? So, the president, who should know better, apparently he believes, mistakenly, that the Second Amendment has anything to do with deer hunting. It doesn't. This only demonstrates how out of touch the administration is with Americans worried about surging crime in their own communities, but more so with the current bloodshed and violence taking place in Ukraine and the uniquely American right to keep and bear arms. And he called again for the ban on the modern sporting rifle, which is, I don't know why we use that term for that gun. I prefer to think of them as personal defense weapons. That's what the way the Department of Homeland Security says it. But, you know, they're talking about the AR-15. He vilifies them as assault weapons, as it is gun control's favored loaded description in so-called high-capacity magazines, While mainstream media, left-wing political pundits, and gun control politicians have praised the Ukraine government for arming their citizens, you know, they're trying to ban this while they're actually using, quote, weapons of war, end quote, and handing them out to just regular old people in the Ukraine. And they like it on the left. So the duplicity of denying gun rights to American citizens and lauding the bravery of Ukrainians defending their homeland is sort of staggering. Now, among the most appalling lines from the president's speech was when he tried to rewrite history and convince the American people the Democratic Party stands for funding the police. Because for 2 years, only in his area, only in Democratic areas, did their party slash police budgets and leave Americans unsafe in their communities. Millions have since purchased guns to protect themselves and their families from violent criminals. President Biden spoke of a horrible tragedy in New York City that struck the nation. He said, I visited the New York City Police Department days after the funerals of Officer Wilbert Mora and his partner, Officer Jason Rivera. They were responding to a 911 call when a man shot and killed them with a stolen gun. Let's come together to protect our communities, restore trust, and hold law enforcement accountable. Now, the man was a known criminal with a mile-long criminal history who was out on probation from a 2003 felony conviction. In the 13 lines he devoted to this horrible murder and the countless others across the nation, he said nothing about holding criminals to account for their crimes or urging prosecutors to get tough on crime. He also included more throwaway lines about, you know, full of falsehoods. He's attempted to appease national gun control groups that have grown frustrated because America is rejecting increased gun control. His gun control plans from his address once again show his administration isn't serious about the real problems facing America, including crime. His willingness to repeat lies is nothing more than an attempt to rob you of your rights. And he knowingly is lying about it. I know he's headed to Delaware for the weekend to have some more. That's probably where his favorite ice cream place is. He loves the ice cream. But, I don't understand how you can go to some place that's a memorial for two officers shot by a criminal and say we need to hold police accountable. Hold them for what? Yes, we hold police accountable. Yes, we do need to do that. But what are you talking about? What were you there for? Oh, yeah, I forgot. We're talking about Joe Biden. My bad. Sorry. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As gas is just pennies away from an all-time record high, and Congress would like to see Russian oil supplies blocked to the United States, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the president is doing everything he can.
The president's message is that he's going to do everything we can, everything he can, to reduce the impact on the American people, including the price of gas at the tank. What is also true is that because of the actions of President Putin, because he invaded a sovereign country, that created instability.
And the Supreme Court will not review the sexual assault case against Bill Cosby, leaving in place a decision by Pennsylvania's highest court that vacated the comedian's 2018 indecent assault conviction and freed him from prison in June. Cosby was convicted on 3 felony accounts of drugging and assaulting Andrea Constand in 2004. Stay updated anytime at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News. Yemen's Houthi rebels have launched missiles into the busy waters of the Red Sea, raising the risk of striking one of the many commercial vessels using the waterway crucial to global shipping. The Red Sea connects into the Suez Canal, which sends cargo and energy shipments to Europe. Since seizing Yemen's capital in September 2014, the Houthis have launched missiles, deployed bomb-laden drone boats, and released mines into the Red Sea. The Navy said maritime traffic has not yet been impacted, but they are watching the situation closely. Vice President Kamala Harris visited Selma, Alabama to commemorate a defining moment in the fight for equal voting rights, even as congressional efforts to restore the landmark 1965 Voting Rights Act have stalled. Harris linked arms with rank-and-file activists from the civil rights movement and led thousands across the bridge, where on March 7, 1965, state troopers attacked voting rights marchers attempting to cross. Harris called the site hallowed ground where people fought for the most fundamental right of American citizenship. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now I'm going to read you this. This is verbatim. This is coming from a guy. What's this cat's name? What's this boy, this fellow's name? His name is Abdi Nor Iftin. Don't know very much about him. But he wants to look at things through his lens. So this is his story. This is his. These are his thoughts. Think about the lasting effects gun violence can have on Americans. That brief moment when someone opens fire at a school, a restaurant, or in the mall, and people die while others are traumatized by what they hear or see. Shootings over the last years have sparked a debate on gun control in the United States. But how do we start a debate about global gun control to put pressure on someone like Putin to stop waging wars on innocent people? At this writing, Russia's powerful army surrounds Ukraine's cities and towns, apparently shooting indiscriminately. I think of those who have to flee their homes of many years. Besides sending prayers and love to Ukraine, everyone everywhere should start talking about demilitarizing the world. Or guns will undoubtedly kill many more millions in many more cities. The images coming from Ukraine immediately brought back traumatizing memories of my personal experiences. In 2007, I was living in Mogadishu when Russian-made 2S-19 tanks, driven by Ethiopian forces, showered the city with indiscriminate shelling. The excuse was they wanted to democratize Somalia and remove radical Islamic groups from our country. The Somalis believed it was revenge against Somalia's invasion of Ethiopia in the bloody war of 1977, popularly known as the Ogaden War. Soviet Union was a major sponsor of this war. I was not around when the 1977 war happened. My parents were. I was an adult when the Russian-made tanks rolled into my city, flattening neighborhoods, displacing people, and causing one of the largest refugee populations in modern history. I was one of the refugees forced to flee my country. Watching the Ukrainians head for their borders, I feel the trauma this will have on them for the rest of their lives. In wars, only two things can happen, lives and or are changed forever. The invasion of Ukraine is one of the newest conflicts in Europe, and meanwhile other parts of the world, including Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen, Libya, and Palestine, have lived with a scale of slaughter unleashed by industrial and technological war. When people are caught up in conflicts, the mental health effects are serious and enduring. Post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, anxiety, and other stress-related conditions emerge, and these can have a lifelong intergenerational impact. We watch the Ukrainians cross borders for their safety. We see the world coming together to help those fleeing. But I also see people taking the trauma of war with them across the border, as I did 13 years ago when I escaped Somalia's brutal wars and entered Kenya to become a refugee. For displaced Ukrainians, life will not go on as usual. The struggle from here will include trauma preying on them even as they resettle in other countries. Crude estimates suggest that when one person is killed directly in a war, nine will also be killed indirectly. The deliberate targeting of Ukrainians by Russians will produce generations that will be killed indirectly. Soon, we may not pay much attention to Ukraine. We will go on with our lives as usual, and this may be what Vladimir Putin wants. And meanwhile, his attacks will continue contributing to conflict-related deaths, of which more than 190 million were reported in the 20th century alone. And this number is about one quarter of the current population of Europe. How many more will the war in Ukraine and future wars kill? It's time for the world's citizens, despite their different nationalities and languages, to come together and talk about disarming big powers before they burn our planet with their weapons of mass destruction. I would love to know who thought this was a good idea to publish this. Because here's the thing about this. Who does this guy think he is? And where does he think this is going to happen? Everything that he was talking about, when he was talking about the millions had been killed in war over the 20th century, that was all caused by fascists and Nazis and communists. This wasn't happening anywhere where there was stability. Certainly wasn't happening because of us. Yeah, we were in World War II, and we did fight and win. But then we brought peace with that. Like it or not. And while he's out there, there's a big difference between what happens in crime and what happens in combat. And the idea that this guy, and the reason I'm talking about this is because I find this indicative about the know-nothings that try to run your life on a daily basis in politics. The problem here is, one, he has no context to put this in. He's talking about what happens here, and you know, in crime and drug deals and rampage shootings. He's taking all of that, lumping it together because it's all involved with guns. And in the interim, not only would he disarm the bad guys as he sees them, which he looks at Putin, he sees some bad guys, he looks at people that have been armed by the Soviets, finds them to be bad guys. He wants to disarm everybody. If it had not been for weapons, and if it had not been for wars, and if it had not been for nations like the United States, for example, and, you know, Western Europe, America, or, you know, the world would still be having these kinds of purges that kill people all over the place indiscriminately. China, Russia, the Nazis. So, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm when I was looking at this, I was like, I have never seen such a bunch of claptrap in my life. I'm almost sorry to have called attention to it, but this is the kind of mindset and the kind of people that are out there making, trying to make policy right now today. You know, in California, where they just had the shooting in Sacramento, and they're like, what have we done? What's the loophole we left this time? You left no loophole there. You left no loophole. You are concentrating on the tool. You got to look at the people that want to use them. There is no moral high ground for someone to go out there. And in the case of Sacramento, this guy killed three daughters of his and a chaperone and himself. And, you know, I guess the question would become, would it have been better for these people, for the, you know, like this cat here? Would it have been better for them if this guy had beaten them to death with a ball bat? Would that have been a better thing? He probably would have said it's not even relatable because ball bats are not made to kill people. Except the problem here, son, is that they were used to kill people. You're missing the point of what is the weapon in most of these things, even in armed conflict, and that is the mind. The mind is the weapon. And if you don't get out there and deal with the people that are bringing this to the forefront and trying to make this happen, well, you're missing the point. Absolutely, you are missing the point. And, well, don't have time to spend with you. Just wanted to call that to your attention. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, I made reference to what happened in Sacramento. Let's talk about this a little bit, because California's got it all. California has all the gun control that anybody could want. They have gun violence restraining orders, ammunition background checks, regular background checks, assault weapon bans. You can only buy one gun a month. All this, they've got everything. They are a May issue state. If you live in parts of Northern California and such, you can probably get a gun permit pretty easily. And if you live in the big cities, if you contribute enough to the sheriff's reelection campaign, you probably get one too. But when it comes to gun control, not all supporters are going to be the same. Because if you look at it, there's actually a fairly small group of hardcore anti-gun activists who are committed and devoted to their cause. They really believe everything they're saying, everything they're hearing, and that kind of stuff. But most folks who say they're in favor of more restrictions on guns are like that guy I was just talking about just now, because they don't pay too much attention to details in any specific legislation. They're living in the land of unicorns and, rainbows. These soft supporters of gun control tend to just blindly accept the claims of the anti-gun zealots that each new common sense gun safety regulation is going to make us all safer. But a horrific shooting in Sacramento in which a father murdered his own children and a custodial guardian before killing himself should lead those supporters to question how effective even the harshest gun control laws are at preventing shocking and heartbreaking crimes like this. Which is to say, not at all. Now, this was familicide. This was not a rampage killing. It was not a mass killing. It was familicide, which is the more inconceivable of these type of attacks for me, because I can't see attacking my own family. Father who fatally shot his three daughters and a man at a California church this week repeatedly threatened to kill his estranged girlfriend and scared their girls so much they cried. One of his own daughters, in fear, bit off her own fingernails, according to a restraining order that was supposed to keep him away from the guns and the bullets. But that didn't work. The restraining order, after all, is just a piece of paper. Because he's still out there. He has freedom of movement. He can go where he wants. He can find what he wants. And they did a lot of things here on the honor system. So David Moore, a 39-year-old, he had both of those things when he showed up Monday for a supervised visit with his daughters, ages 13, 10, and 9. He shot them, the chaperone that he and his ex-girlfriend had agreed could oversee the weekly visits, and then he shot himself. And remember this about ammunition and guns. You only need one, and you only need enough ammunition to kill who you're going to try to kill. It's not like when I'm going out there going, I need two cases. No. A box of 50 will do. So it's what they're describing is what they're describing that they think this is prohibiting or stopping. That's a pipe dream. The violence at the church in Sacramento, a non-denominational Christian place of worship, raised troubling questions for the California politicians. How did Mora get a gun? Should his arrest a week earlier on felony charges have prompted postponement of his visitation? And what pushed him over the edge to commit such a heinous act 2 days before his middle daughter turned 11? Now, he had a 5-year restraining order barring him from possessing firearms. And on a court document he submitted, he denied having any. Which they did not investigate that claim. And moreover, his ex-girlfriend who had lived with him and their daughters didn't believe he had any firearms, and they didn't seek what's known as a red flag restraining order. Which even that would have not worked and stopped this guy. If he didn't have a gun beforehand and acquired one after the restraining order was issued, then California's laws requiring universal background checks and a 10-day waiting period clearly failed to prevent him from illegally getting a hold of a gun. So all of their stuff was no impediment to him at all. And this shooting, because we only look at this when there's a shooting and when the emotions are high and when we think that we can get something out of this. This prompted promises from California state lawmakers to look for gaps in what advocates say are already the nation's strictest gun regulations. Democratic Assemblyman Mike Gibson, he said, how did this happen? Is there a loophole in law that we need to correct? Democratic State Senator Susan Rubio said, well, the legal system failed. We need to do better. She also noted that the lawmakers tightened visitation requirements and the state's domestic violence law last year. But she said the slaying show we have more work to do. Law enforcement, judges, advocates, and legislators need to work together to close the gaps in the legal system. How about maybe you recognize that gun control laws don't stop a killer who's intent on killing somebody from carrying out their murderous plans? And let's take the gun out of the equation for just a second. If they're still going to murder somebody, does it matter in California what they're using? Because it shouldn't. Because once again, the common denominator here in these types of cases is the killer, not what he used. Now, I have no idea what the investigation will uncover in terms of how Mora was able to get his hands on a gun and ammunition, despite a restraining order barring him from possessing either. But there's a number of possibilities. Mora could have simply lied to the court about not having a gun. But he could have also obtained one on the black market by theft or even making one himself. So what's the loophole that needs to be corrected? Should every subject of a restraining order have their homes and vehicles searched for firearms, even if there's no evidence that they're illegally possessing a gun? Because then you have a Fourth Amendment lawsuit waiting to happen. In fact, there's no gun control law that would have prevented this horrific crime from taking place, or any one of its type like this. There's no law that is going to make this not happen. They had an opportunity when he's arrested on a felony charge of assaulting a law enforcement officer a week before the killing. And I'd love to know if Sacramento is one of those places where they have bail reform or a Sorosian DA. Don't know that yet. Given these charges, though, as well as the restraining order and the threats of violence against his ex, wouldn't you think that when they were taken, I mean, was none of this brought up? Ah, so you attacked a cop, huh? Yeah, okay. You gonna do it again? No? Free to go. He got, he lost control of his car, and California Highway Patrol said he was displaying signs and symptoms of being under the influence of alcohol or drugs. According to the CHP, then an altercation began. He allegedly struck and tried to gain control over the officer during the altercation. But a bunch of other officers and sheriff's deputies responded to the scene, and he was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence and assaulting a peace officer. He was taken to the hospital for evaluation, and he allegedly assaulted an emergency worker. He was later booked into Merced County Jail on suspicion of driving under the influence, battery against a police officer, and resisting and other things. He was arrested on February 22nd, bailed out of jail just 2 days later on the evening of February 28th. He brutally murdered his own children and the guardian that was supposed to monitor his visit with his three daughters before he took his own life. And there's not a gun control law out there that would have stopped him from illegally obtaining a gun and ammo on the black market if he wanted them. That's why it exists. Coming up next, hour number three, we're going to talk to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.